Campaign 2012, just days left for Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, and the other Republican candidates to convince Floridians to vote for them. The primary in the Sunshine State is Tuesday. The state's final debate in Jacksonville featured more verbal fireworks between Gingrich and Romney.
Joining us to talk about it, Chris Wallace, host of Fox News Sunday. Hiya, Chris.
Hey, guys.
So as the week winds down, have we seen Romney take control of Florida and Gingrich not looking as good?
I think take control is probably too strong, but it does seem that Gingrich's momentum has slowed. He came out with a huge burst after South Carolina and went from 10 points down to 10 points up. And, you know, these swings in support are just quite remarkable in a few days. But it seems with the two strong debate performances Monday and then again last night, and millions of dollars on the air and a big head start in organization and early voting, it looks like Romney has settled into a lead, but not an insurmountable lead and not one that Gingrich couldn't reverse given all these swings in the next 4 days.
Interesting, some high-profile Republicans this week really came out against Newt Gingrich. Are the establishment Republicans afraid of Gingrich getting the nomination?
Well, I mean, first of all, we have to put it in context. I mean, it's not that Gingrich isn't an establishment Republican. I mean, he was the Speaker of the House. He'd lived in Washington for more than 20 years, has an office on K Street. So he's hardly, an insurgent. But I think you could say that a lot of the Republicans who've been around for the last 20 years, I think they're worried about Gingrich. I think they think he would be if not dangerous, but certainly a risky general election candidate. And they worry not only about whether or not he could lose to Obama, but whether or not he might endanger the Republican majority in the House and the chances for taking over the Senate.
Quickly, Chris, the President's State of the Union address, how did that go for you?
For me? Well,
yeah.
Look, I think it was really mostly about politics. When both sides say their top legislative priority is to get a payroll tax cut extended, we've got 13 million people unemployed, we've got $15 trillion in debt, and we're talking about a payroll tax cut extension, it's hardly going to solve the problems. And the fact is, both sides basically say this year is going to be all about politics, which is kind of sad.
What do you have lined up for Fox News Sunday?
Well, we're going to have an interview live on Fox News Sunday morning with Newt Gingrich. We'll talk to him about the state of the race, just how much trouble he's in, or whether he's going to have the third renaissance of Newt Gingrich in this campaign and take Florida. And then we'll talk to Paul Ryan, the brilliant chair of the House Budget Committee, about the Obama State of the Union speech, the Republican agenda, and whether anything will get done in Washington this year.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, guys.
Chris Wallace, host of Fox News Sunday morning at 9 on Fox 5.